cleverest person ever to have lived? Any suggestions? Yeah?
Stephen Hawking.
Anyone else? Solomon. Good idea, given what we're talking about today. Anybody else? Well, I did a quick Google search, as you do when you're planning these things, and these were the top five that came up. We've got Stephen Hawking up there. We've got Albert Einstein, Leonardo da Vinci, Charles Darwin, and Jesus. That came up on a particular list of five that I was looking at. Now, we all have people we might think of as being clever, very knowledgeable people, people who can teach us things. But is that the same as being wise? We learned earlier that Solomon asked God for wisdom. He didn't ask to be clever, he asked for wisdom. So then, what is wisdom? Okay, so Solomon asked for wisdom. He wanted the ability to guide his people as a king. He realised that to be a good king, he most needed to be a wise king. But he also realised something else. He knew that God was very wise, and he knew that God could offer him wisdom. He knew this because he loved God very much. This love for God can be seen through his trusting of God and how he chose to live his life. So the first thing we can learn from Solomon is to love God and respect his wisdom. Now, Solomon had learned to love God because his father David had taught him to. I've got a little Bible verse to show this. It says in 1 Kings 3:3, Solomon showed his love for the Lord by walking according to the statutes of his father. Solomon's father David had spent a lot of time teaching Solomon about God. Now, our parents, families, our church families teach us a lot of things. Some of them are quite basic and some of them are more complicated. And as I was writing this, I was thinking about all the things that my family and my church family had taught me throughout my life. Some of them are very practical, some of them really useful, some of them slightly odd. So I thought I'd pick a few. I've got three, and I want you to think about whether these are true or false. So first thing, was I taught by my family, don't wash coloured clothes with white clothes? What do you think? Yes. True, yes. That one is true and quite sensible. It saved me a lot of wasted clothes, etc., that I knew I should wash them separately. Okay, second one. Eat fish on a Friday. What do you reckon? True or false? False. True. True. Let's have a look. True. This was something particularly my nan thought was a good idea. I can't say I've necessarily followed her advice on this one. But yeah, that was something that as I grew up was something we did. We ate fish on a Friday. Okay, last one. Don't wear blue and green together. What do you reckon? Who thinks true? Who thinks false? Oh, a few more false this time. Let's have a look. It was true. This again was my nan. She even had a little rhyme. It was blue and green should never be seen. And again, sadly, I'm not sure I followed that bit of advice I was passed on. Now, some of the advice, like the washing, is very practical and very useful. Some of it's down to, shall we say, personal opinion. But some of the advice we're given by our family and our church family and friends, some of it really helps direct the path our lives will follow. And this is where there's a real challenge to us here. Solomon loved God because his father had taught him to. We have a responsibility to our families and our church family to help support and guide each other. So that's my second point, guide and support each other. And it's not necessarily always the older people in the family that might guide the young. Sometimes the young have a lot of good points to teach the older generations too. So Solomon loved God. He wanted to follow God and he respected God. He knew what he needed to be a good king, and so he asked God for wisdom. And the Bible says, next little quote, in 1 Kings 3:9, it says, "So give your servant a discerning heart to distinguish between right and wrong." He didn't ask to be clever. We've looked at that at the start. He asked to be wise. He asked to have the ability to decide which decisions to make, what was a right decision and what was a wrong decision. And this is something that, again, we can learn from Solomon. We can't do things in our lives on our own. We need God's guidance and support to help us decide what's right and what's wrong. And it's not a case of just doing that once in a while when we've got a big decision to make. It's a case of doing it every day. So just like Solomon was able to learn and from his father and to ask for God's wisdom, that's another challenge to us. We need to make sure that we ask God what's right and what's wrong, and that we learn from our church family and our actual family to help us guide where to go. Wisdom really is something that we all need to ask for from God. So, if I pull the three points together, we've got firstly, love God. To follow Solomon's example, we need to learn to love God and trust in God. Secondly, to guide others. We are challenged through this part of the Bible to follow what David did, to speak to our families and our church families, to guide them to follow the path that God wants us and them to take. And lastly, we're challenged ourselves individually. We're challenged to not go it alone, to not think that we can make decisions on our own, but as Solomon did, to ask God for wisdom and help in decisions in our lives. I think the key thing that really stood out from looking at this to me today was this idea of doing it every day as well. Not just something we think about on a Sunday, or not just something we think about once in a while when it's a difficult time, but to always make sure that we're praying to God and we're asking for his guidance.